You're listening to the Packernet Podcast Network.
It's time to talk about the Green Bay Packers. This is the Daily Cheese, your Green Bay Packers news update. I'm your host, JJ Leahy. Breaking news, Aaron Rodgers reportedly does not want to come back to Green Bay this season, per Adam Schefter, ESPN. What do we know? Well, the Rams and the 49ers have both apparently called the Packers. Neither one was able to make an offer. Apparently, Brian Gutekunst is standing firm and telling teams he is not at all interested in a trade. Per Ian Rappaport, over the last month, Aaron Rodgers had his agent Dave Dunn fly out to Green Bay for several days of meetings to work through the situation. Rodgers refused a restructure. He wanted an extension. Teams called, we know that that is the Rams and the 49ers at least, Green Bay rebuffed them. Green Bay offered Rodgers an extension, no deal. Back to Adam Schefter. The Packers are aware of his feelings and are concerned about them. They've had team president Mark Murphy, general manager Brian Gutekunst, and head coach Matt LaFleur each fly out on separate trips to meet with Rodgers at various points this offseason. Gutekunst issued a statement. Quote, as we've stated since the season ended, we are committed to Aaron in 2021 and beyond. Aaron has been a vital part of our success, and we look forward to competing for another championship with him leading our team. San Francisco called yesterday. Reportedly, they have been interested in trading away the number 3 overall pick, as well as some players. Now, this would simply just not work out with the Packers. They do not have the cap space to pay any players that could be acquired via trade, and San Francisco simply does not have the draft capital over the next few years to afford Aaron Rodgers, who is estimated to be worth a minimum of 3 first-round picks and 3 second-round picks. The 49ers already gave away their first-round picks for the next few years to Miami to acquire the number 3 overall pick this year. ESPN's Rob Domofsky denied that any such offer had been made. However, he also denied that any calls had been made, and we have since learned that the LA Rams and the 49ers have both called the Packers, as well as some other teams. One note about the Rams call. This might be referring to the call they allegedly made before they traded for Matt Stafford back in January, a call that, at the time, Brian Gutekunst denied ever happened. A couple different sources, including Adam Schefter at ESPN, all insist that Aaron Rodgers is, quote, so disgruntled with the Green Bay Packers that he has told some within the organization he does not want to return to the team. Now you have to question, where did this information come from? Clearly not from the Packers. This information going public only hurts them. Is it from Rodgers and his agent? Quite possible. It's also possible that a team like the 49ers, who are interested in acquiring Rodgers, might leak it today to exert maximum public leverage against the Packers and force them to make a trade while that number 3 pick or other early picks are still available. Remember, regarding future year's picks, whatever team lands Aaron Rodgers is going to be picking at the back of the first round. After today, the 49ers simply are in no position to make any kind of a trade for Rodgers. Now, from the Packers side, here we have some messaging that was sent over to Ian Rappaport and Tom Silverstein. Per Ian, here is my understanding of the Aaron Rodgers situation. Rodgers and the Packers have been negotiating a long-term contract offer. They've been working on it for weeks. Rodgers has been unhappy at times during those moments. No deal is done, and he's not happy now. Per Tom Silverstein, can confirm the things that Adam Schefter reported regarding the Packers offering a contract extension to Rodgers, meeting with him, offering more commitment. It's all true. It's now down to hard feelings, it appears. But Brian Gutekunst is a hard no on trading him. Adrian Amos and Marquez Valdes-Scantling have both weighed in, offering strong skepticism about some of the details in the report. Neither Rodgers nor any of the leaders at the Packers have denied the validity of these claims, though. This news certainly will have an impact on who the Packers decide to draft tonight at pick 29. If they were considering drafting a wide receiver, you have to imagine keeping Rodgers happy would be a large part of that decision. For more commentary on this situation, check out the Packernet podcast. Listen to Ryan Schlitt, the Pack Daddy, as he has recorded an emergency Aaron Rodgers episode. Follow me on Twitter at JJ Leahy to keep up to date with all breaking news related to the Packers. I'll talk to you tomorrow, hopefully with some great news about the Packers' new draft pick.